This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The football playoffs squeezed into one small cup. Track the playoffs now.
Hey, the start of something special right here, man. Let's go.
This is Seven in Heaven.
It's my favorite segment of the week now.
Wow. It's great to hear it. It's great to hear it. I liked it more last week when we were riding high. Not so fun this week.
Well, there's going to be people who see. Are you going to post our Seven in Heaven, Owen? He will. That means, oh, God, they're going to kill us. They are going to kill us. He always does. You find him at 923thefan.com. All right. I'm going to write yours down as you go. I got to make seven spots. All right. You want to go in ascending order, or how do you want to do this again?
Well, I like to start with a bang, and boy, do I have one to kick things off as I write it down right now.
I love how prepared you guys are for
the half-assery is sensational.
Look, are we doing that? Oh, yeah, we are doing that today. Okay, let me go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, you have to.
Yeah.
Ooh, very
pull up,
important.
Blank.com. What do we got?
Yeah. All right. Ooh. Hey, hoo, ha, ha. Go ahead, Tone.
Well, mine's a mess. Mine's a total mess.
He actually has the Saskatchewan Rough Riders in there. So.
Well, and I didn't forget about the Titans this week because, ladies and gentlemen, they're the best team in the AFC. Put them down number one.
The Kansas City Chiefs?
No, no.
Whoa.
The Tennessee Titans. They go from not being on the list. They're the best team I've seen, and they do these little things. I'm telling you, Vrabel, who at one point you thought was the worst coach of Freddie Kitchens.
It was the beginning of the season, before the beginning of the season. Come on.
Yes.
Yeah, you thought Adam Gase was one of the saviors here. And you have an affinity for Doug Marrone. You like way more trash coaches than I do.
Okay, we've all bought into hype. Let's go.
Yeah, come on.
All right. Vrabel did something again.
We
remember he had like a trick last year that he stole from Belichick where he was able to eat the clock with penalties on purpose. They said he kept a 12th man on the field because they knew they needed the football back. The Texans were on the verge of a first down on 3rd and 1. He assumed they were going to get it at some point, so he didn't want them to waste the plays. He wanted the ball back faster. He left 12 men on the field. They got the ball back. They tied it up before the end of regulation, and they won it in overtime. Folks, your Titans, they are impressing me more than any team in the AFC right now. They're number one.
They're pretty good. They are pretty, pretty good.
Number two, the Steelers. I'm putting Steelers number two.
What?
I am. Oof.
Now, are these rankings or are you doing actual playoffs where they win that you have them winning the division?
Yes, I have them winning the division.
Okay. All right.
To actual playoffs, yeah. We've talked about this. We've gone over this.
All right.
The Steelers, look, I don't want to put them number two. I'm blown away by just the fact that they can lose a guy like Devin Bush, and they put a guy in there for the Mid-American Conference who had played like two snaps all year, and now he's making plays just like that. Now, that injury should hurt them a little bit long-term, but I just feel like they're more equipped to deal with something like that than other teams.
Yeah.
So I have number two. I don't even think Big Ben played that well in that game, and that to me is scary because I think he can play a lot better. Number three, I have the Chiefs.
Boy, real quick.
Yeah.
The Bull had a great point yesterday where he goes, you know, Devin Bush, and this is, folks, this is why you need to keep a coach and keep a general manager for more than 2 years. is because they lose Devin Bush, and Robert Spillane is not nearly the type of player Devin Bush is. You just hear about Robert Spillane for the rest of the game. Like, there is a system there. And what he says is right. Like, you get guys who can learn and teach, and you keep a system. And that's what successful organizations in this league are able to do. The Browns, Kevin Stefanski, and this is where guys, and fans don't always want to realize this, this is where Kevin Stefanski has to pay for the sins of what's happened before. This is where Andrew Berry has to pay for the sins, and even John Dorsey had to pay for the sins of what happened before.
I totally agree. By the way, my COVID test, PCR, nasopharyngeal swab yesterday has come back. This is late breaking news, by the way.
Oh.
It's come back negativo. Woo! Negativo, Kenny. Boom. Boom. Boom.
Wow.
And my traveling companion. Oh, positive. No, negative.
Oh, jeez.
Negative.
That's something
negative.
Else.
Wow. Went to Miami, went to Vegas. We got a real evil Knievel over here.
Dodging bullets left and right.
Jeez.
Anyway, back to seven in heaven.
Back to seven.
Number four, because I had last week, I had the New England Patriots winning the division. I am having the Bills win the division even after that loss. This is a tough one.
That took you 1 week to jump off that bandwagon.
Oh. Yeah, and they both lost. They both lost. I don't know. Maybe Cam Newton can't handle COVID like your boy Limesters. Number five. What a precipitous fall for the Baltimore Ravens.
Whoa. I only got Tennessee, Pittsburgh, and Buffalo. Where was the third one there? What'd I miss?
Chiefs.
I had the Bills
three.
Number four.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, the Chiefs and then the Bills. Okay, sorry. Kansas City, Buffalo. All right, go ahead.
Then I have the Ravens five. This one's tough. I got to put the Pats still ahead of the Browns. They're number six. Browns number seven. And on the outside looking in, the Raiders and then the Colts.
Okay.
It's a gobbledygook. It really is.
You ready?
Go ahead.
All right. So Lima has Tennessee. You got Tennessee number one. Wow. Tennessee,
they deserve it.
Tennessee, Pittsburgh, Kansas City, and Buffalo. And then he has Baltimore, New England, Cleveland. This week is almost the exact same. I want to make some changes. Number one, Kansas City. Number two, Tennessee. Number three, Baltimore. Number four, the Buffalo Bills. So my division winners ranked Kansas City, Tennessee, Baltimore, Buffalo. Where will the Browns finish? We'll keep listening. Number five, I still have Pittsburgh. I do not have them as the best
so
in the
what
division
is
right now.
Tell me what is the difference right now between the Steelers and the Baltimore Ravens.
I think the Browns came out and played like garbage against two really good football teams, and I think that that's going to be a bothersome thing for a long time for both the organization and the fan base. Last week, and I said this to a couple of people on Twitter, last year the Browns went out. 2 years ago, the Browns did not have a good team, and they tied the Steelers week one. That's week one, all right? Fine.
Yes.
Last year, the Browns were a 6-10 dumpster fire, and they boat raced Baltimore. I think the truth is somewhere in the middle. The Browns are not as good as those football teams. But they're not as bad. I don't think they're nearly as bad as the way they've played in the games against Baltimore and against Pittsburgh. I think the truth is somewhere there in the middle. You're confused.
Yeah, because he asked you what the difference was between the Steelers and the Ravens.
I'm telling you that here for a moment because
he's
I don't think the
it.
Steelers are as dominant. I still don't believe the Steelers are as dominant as what you would think they would be. And I don't think, because of one game, I think fans, they don't watch Pittsburgh. They watch one game and they watch the Browns play them, and obviously, because you're Browns fans. You watch Pittsburgh every week. There are still questions that I think that team has to answer. I still think they have to battle through some stuff. Now, this is going to be a big test because they're going to be playing one of the big boys this week and that they're taking on the Tennessee Titans. They should be taking on the Tennessee Titans, right? Okay, they're at Tennessee. This is one of the big boys. So I want to see them against one of the big boys, one of the teams that I still would put ahead of them. And then maybe I'll be changing my tune like you did about New England, right? We can change. Yeah. I can change. We can all change.
If you can change, I can change. We can all change.
Well, I mean, you could very easily just say, well, hey, the Ravens only gave up 6 points and the Steelers gave up 7. So obviously the Ravens
are
better.
Yeah, but that's kind of cheap, right?
That's
kind of cheap
by me.
Yeah, hell, Austin Seibert ain't even on the team anymore.
It's extremely cheap.
That would have taken up less time. So the man's got a point. So Pittsburgh number 5. I still say Cleveland 6. And New England, I'm starting to wane. I still think Belichick's worth 4 wins, but there's holes, man. You're starting to see some of the holes. And that was a bad loss that they had. There's no way about it. That was a bad loss.
Cam was horrendous.
Cam was poop. He was horrendous. And there's going to be Raiders fans who are upset on the Saturday. I still put them at number 8. I still want to see more. You're still the freaking Raiders until you prove otherwise. You might just be the freaking Raiders until the end of the year. Or, hey, we're meeting in a couple of weeks. Maybe that'll change my tune. We'll find out.
So Phillip Rivers did nothing for you guys.
I thought Phillip Rivers played way better this week.
He did.
Than he did last week. But one was the Browns. The other one was Cincinnati. And Cincinnati, again, is turds. I would still say Indianapolis 9, and I say the fighting Brian Flores is their number 10.
3-3. Hey, so are you willing to say right now, put your cards on the table. Let's say the Browns handle their business this week.
All right.
That their game against the Raiders is a winner-take-all, loser-leaves-town, 7-in-heaven extravaganza.
In the steel cage? Is that the big blue steel cage or Hell in the Cell? Which one?
I think it's Hell in the Cell.
Casket match.
Casket match. Book
Inferno.
It.
Inferno.
The Inferno match.
Oh, no.
I actually liked that. People hated that. I think that was kind of cool.
Stupid.
I thought it was kind of cool.
What was the one with the two?
Boiler room.
The two rings. Is that?
That's War Games.
You're thinking of World War III where they had 3 of them out there.
Oh, 3 of them. Why not? Why'd stop there?
Oh, 7 rings. Put them out there.
Sting and Ric Flair, and they were going ring to ring to ring to ring, and the spotlights would go to different places. Man, that was good stuff by those two. Good stuff.
WCW came up with a few good ideas.
They did, man. They did. It's such a
shame. With all the cheese that they had, there were still a couple of good ideas there.
Yeah, Now the other one, you got some guy named Marco Stunt who's doing God knows what in gymnasiums during the week. I can't say what he was doing. We had 2 great wrestling companies at one time in this country, and now you got one and I got the other one. What are we doing with that guy? What are we doing with that guy? And listen, JR is a buddy of ours, and the other people who work there are buddies of ours, but that's disgusting.
Which one is Vic Joseph? Which one is Vic Joseph writing for and commentating for?
He's with the NXT brand of WWE.
Beautiful.
All right. That's my 7-in-heaven. Kansas City, Tennessee, Baltimore, Buffalo, and I didn't answer Lima's questions about Las Vegas because I'm going to be a slippery wizard on that one. 216-578-0092. Got plenty of people getting in on this. We will get to them. And it's a simple question that I think is going to have a lot of different answers. Next on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.